I can't wait for you to meet my parents.
Yeah, can't wait. Oh, here's a spot.
Can you fit?
Just watch.
I am, and so is my family. Why are you taking your hands off the wheel?
And park.
The Ford Edge, with available enhanced active park assist, makes parallel parking very impressive. They're gonna love you. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand, now with exclusive holiday offers. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash on select Fusion, Focus, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Hurry, offer expires November 30th, 2017. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Driver assist features are supplemental and do not replace driver's attention, judgment, and need to control the vehicle. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Guys, come into JCPenney and get ready for the holiday season. Wednesday through Saturday, select Dockers signature khakis are just $36.99. Or get 50% off select Arizona and St. John's Bay apparel. Plus, get $10 off with coupon when you spend $25 or more on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Hurry in. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 11-8 to 11-12. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The request for an injunction from the Players Association for Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is denied today by the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals after a 30-minute hearing. There will be an appeal hearing on December 1st, but barring an unforeseen twist, Elliott's suspension is now in effect, and he will miss at least the next four games. According to an NFL spokesman, Commissioner Roger Goodell's five-year contract extension will be wrapped up soon. That's in spite of Cowboys owner Jerry Jones's threat to sue the league if the extension is given. Dr. Ann McKee from the Boston University CTE Center says former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez had severe damage to the parts of his brain that impact memory, impulse control, and behavior. Hernandez had a severe case of CTE and killed himself back in April while serving life in prison for murder. Warriors forward Kevin Durant tells ESPN he expects to be ready to play Saturday against the 76ers. He sat out last night against the Timberwolves with a bruised left thigh.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead, you deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit 1.
Gary Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Pro Bowl Colts corner Vontae Davis announced Wednesday that he'll undergo season-ending groin surgery. Earlier in the day, Davis said he felt disrespected by Colts head coach Chuck Pagano after he was not allowed to travel to Houston with the team last week. Elsewhere, a stunner in Green Bay. The Packers cut Pro Bowl tight end Martellus Bennett after just 7 games with the team. Teddy Bridgewater was added to the active roster Wednesday, while fellow Vikings QB Sam Bradford was placed on injured reserve with a sore knee. So what did Jags corner Jalen Ramsey say to Bengals receiver A.J. Green to spark a fight that got both players ejected last week? Ramsey revealed his words Wednesday.
I told him almost every play that he was weak, that he was soft. That demonstrate facts. He just couldn't handle the truth. It's facts.
Eddie Lacy is out and Earl Thomas doubtful with injuries Thursday night when the Seahawks face the Cardinals live on NFL Network starting at 6 Eastern. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Barron and Budd with principal office in Dallas, Texas is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, men who have taken testosterone replacement therapy drugs such as Androgel, Androderm, Testim, and many others. You may be entitled to a cash award. A jury recently awarded $140 million in damages to a man that claimed that Androgel caused his heart attack. The jury found that company officials made misrepresentations about the product's safety. Visit lowtdanger.com or call 800-977-9943 for a free confidential consultation. Over 6,000 cases are currently filed alleging testosterone replacement therapy drugs cause dangerous, potentially life-threatening side effects, including heart attack, stroke, or blood clot issues such as pulmonary embolism or deep vein thrombosis. If you or someone you love has taken testosterone replacement therapy drugs and suffered a heart attack, stroke, or blood clot, don't delay. Call now. You pay nothing unless we make a recovery in your favor. Visit lowtdanger.com or call 800-977-9943. That's 800-977-9943. 800-977-9943.
504, welcome back and welcome in. Hour number two of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn underway. 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM, KGYM. Big final 2 hours for you. Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports is with us. Coming up in a few minutes at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk Iowa State and Oklahoma State this weekend. Final regular season game at Jack Trice Stadium for Matt Campbell's Cyclones. And then the 6 o'clock hour tonight only becomes the big hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We'll talk with former Iowa wide receiver Kevin Casper, and Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be here as well. Be a three-man booth for an hour, much like the old Monday Night Football booth back in the day. 319-366-1600, that is the Hertine and Stocker text line. And really quick, right now, if you call that number, 366-1600, you're going to be the first of two winners with us today. We've got a pair of tickets, two pairs, actually, to see Hairball next Saturday at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. It's a great rock show. If you love 80s and 90s rock, then you're absolutely going to love Hairball, and you're going to see them for free right now if you're caller number 6. 319-366-1600. It is an epic day in Eastern Iowa because BJ and Marion officially has his Houston Astros 2017 World Series champion Houston Astros hat. I saw that on his Facebook page, so it's officially reached Eastern Iowa. Astros mania.
Not Astros fever?
No. A little bit of baseball news today. Brandon Hyde elevated to the bench coach for the Chicago Cubs, and that may open the door an opportunity for David Ross to play a little bit of a bigger part on Joe Maddon's coaching staff next year. We're going to talk about some other baseball-related things coming up right now, because even though it's not Friday, we're treating today's show as if it was Friday, and that means time for Love It or Leave It.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm okay. Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
All right, Todd. Ego checks.
Ego check. Look, if you know me, you know that I have no problem taking myself down from time to time, but every once in a while, you sometimes are put in a position where you may
think a little bit highly of yourself. And so I thought, you know what? I can laugh at myself with the best of them. I'll share this story on the air. I called my hometown today to talk to the florist that is handling the arrangements for my grandmother's funeral this weekend. And on behalf of all the grandchildren, you know, if you've ever been to a funeral for a grandparent, there's usually a wreath or some sort of spray that has a sash on it that says grandmother, grandma, whatever verbiage they use. And so I said, everybody else can deal with the rest of the flowers. I'll go ahead and take care of this, and then everybody can pay me back. And so I called today, and it just so happens that the woman who runs the floral shop is the older sister of somebody that I went to high school with. So somebody who knows me. And so I called, and I asked for her name, and the very first thing she said was my name in return. And so where did my mind immediately go? Oh, you recognized my voice. Wasn't expecting that, but it's great to chat with you. And very quickly, she just blurted out, I have caller ID. So there you go. It's always good, even the most humble of us. Sometimes we get a big head about some things, or we feel really good about where we're at, and, oh, yes, everybody remembers me. I'm a big man on campus. Caller ID. I'll leave it.
Number two.
The college football playoff cartel.
Mike Bianchi of the Orlando Sentinel wrote an article today basically blasting the college football playoff for something that we talked about yesterday. And he compared UCF and Wisconsin and a lot of the teams that were ahead of UCF in the college football playoff, and was coming up with the idea that the fact that that Central Florida is ranked 18th in the college football playoff is ridiculous. I mean, you look at UCF ranked 18th, 10 spots behind Wisconsin. They played a similar schedule. They were more impressive in their victories. And when I was making this argument yesterday, I didn't make myself clear enough that I didn't necessarily think that Wisconsin was ranked too high as much as I thought that Central Florida was ranked way too low. They are behind six Power 5 two-loss teams sitting at 8-0 with the win at home by 27 points over a top 25 team. They've beaten several teams in their conference who are sitting now at the top of their conference. And I thought an antidote that Bianchi shared was really interesting. He says that, quote, 100 years ago when the Badgers were lucky enough, a century ago when the Badgers were lucky enough to join a power conference, they gained the right to be 10 spots ahead of UCF. Quote, imagine if our society was as antiquated as the college football playoff. Sorry, ladies, you don't get to have the same rights as men because you weren't allowed to vote 100 years ago. And that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but it just seems that the only reason that Wisconsin is ranked 10 spots ahead is because of the conference that they're in. And the reason I look at it as a cartel is because, kind of staying in the state of Iowa State, nobody's talking about this. They were 14th in the first college football playoff poll. They go on the road. And they fall seven spots after losing to a 6-3 West Virginia team on the road by 4 points. They fell the same amount of spots as Ohio State did after they went on the road and lost to a 6-3 team by 31 points. So the teams that are the traditional powers get way more of a benefit of the doubt than the teams that aren't. And it has nothing to do with this season. It has nothing to do with the eye test. It comes back to one thing, in my opinion, money. And the teams that are going to generate more interest and more money for college football and the college football playoff will get the benefit of the doubt more times than not. So I leave the college football playoff cartel.
Number three.
No one ever leaves the cartel. Okay, go ahead.
Todd, Deontay Burton's big reveal.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely love this. We mentioned it in the first couple minutes of the program tonight, but if you're unfamiliar, the former Iowa State basketball standout on his Instagram account today revealed that, much like Iowa offensive lineman Sean Welsh, that he has been battling depression for a good majority of his life. And exactly as Welsh did, Deontay Burton says he's speaking out in the hopes that it can help other people who may be facing down the same issue come to the realization that, A, they're not alone, and B, they can do something about it and they can get help, and if they're open about it and they don't have to hide and keep it a secret anymore. And I just, again, said this in the 4 o'clock hour. I will say it again. I am absolutely blown away by how strong both Sean Welsh and Deontay Burton are for them to share their stories. And it's something that I talk about. I've had friends who have dealt with mental illness before, and depression is very much in that realm. And nothing good comes from not talking about things like depression. Only bad things. And so if through this tiny, tiny platform, you can try to spread Deontay Burton's message a little bit and Sean Welsh's message and the message of the people that I know who've been affected, then I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it at every opportunity I get. So kudos to Deontay Burton for being open about fighting depression. And I think this is just a trickle at this point, but we're going to find out in the months and years to come that there are probably a number of other people that we know, either personally or we feel like we know them because we watch them play basketball or we watch them play football, that are dealing with these issues that maybe affect you and me or your neighbor next door or the guy in the cubicle next to you. And I really think we're getting to a good point in society when it comes to openly addressing things like this. And the next step is to make sure that we're taking positive movement to make sure that we help people who are suffering from depression and other things, because too often it's one of the first things that goes when it's time to make cuts. And we've seen that here in the state of Iowa, and it just absolutely bothers me, because not helping these people is only going to make a situation much, much worse. And that's my two cents. But I do love Deontay Burton saying what he did today.
Number four.
Tennessee's brutal mistake. We just said nice things about Tyler in hour number one.
I hope Tyler didn't read Chris Lowe of ESPN's article this morning about Gary Patterson of TCU. Gary Patterson, the head man in Fort Worth of the TCU Horned Frogs, that has led that program not only into the Power Five, but to heights that they've never reached before. He's one of the best coaches in college football, and he has stayed at that program despite numerous job offers to other places. And he was very open with Chris Lowe of ESPN about a couple of times where jobs had come up and jobs that he did not get. And he said basically that if he did get those jobs, maybe he wouldn't still be at TCU. And in 2009, one of those jobs was with the Tennessee Volunteers. They were looking for a new coach after Philip Fulmer. And
Vol for life.
And Gary Patterson was one of those candidates. But Gary Patterson said, and I quote, "Tennessee didn't think I could handle the big stage, so they hired Lane Kiffin." Since then, Tennessee has gone through Lane Kiffin, Derek Dooley, and now Butch Jones, and they're going to be looking for a new coach, most likely this year. And Gary Patterson has gone to the Fiesta and the Peach Bowl, as well as the Rose Bowl, and has gone 73-28 in that time at TCU. So I look at that and I laugh, and you know what? I kind of like the fact that Tennessee made this brutal mistake, because it has elevated that TCU program above most in college football when many thought that they didn't even deserve to be in a Power 5 conference.
Number 5.
A pearl of wisdom, Todd.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a Jon Stewart here. I'm going to look right into the camera, and I'm going to speak to you, Bruce Pearl. It may be time to abandon ship here. We talked about this yesterday on the show. Bruce Pearl, who, just like every other college coach who's committed different levels of atrocities in the NCAA's eyes in the past, got another chance, a second chance. This is actually a third chance, if you will, as head coach at Auburn in the same conference as his last job, Tennessee, where he ran afoul of the NCAA. And wouldn't you know it, one of Bruce's assistants was caught up in the FBI probe that has rocked college basketball for the better part of the last month. Because of that, Bruce's employer, the Auburn University, is launching an internal investigation of its basketball program. And it's an investigation that Bruce Pearl apparently wants nothing to do with. And that is a bad sign. Bad enough that it's being reported, if he doesn't fully cooperate, Auburn is ready to fire him. The season begins tomorrow for college basketball teams across the country, men and women. Bruce, it's probably time to give up the goods. Cooperate, and maybe you save your job. If you don't cooperate and they find something, I can guarantee you I know what the outcome is going to be. So you're faced with two outcomes here. One of them is you're definitely going to lose your job. The other outcome is you may lose your job. I know which choice I would make if I were Bruce Pearl, but I think he needs to do the right thing here. Cooperate with the university, even if he knows he probably did some bad things and he's probably going to wind up losing his job. The other scenario, he loses it anyway. And guess what? I still like Bruce Pearl. I think he's a great guy as far as talking to. He knows his college basketball. Not necessarily a great guy off the court as far as some of the things that he's done to try to make his programs better. But get that TV job, be an announcer, be a colorful personality, and don't ever go back to coaching again, because it just seems like you can't do it above board. And I think this is going to be the end, one way or the other, for his coaching career. But I've said that before, and I've been wrong. And look, if Gino Auriemma says he'd hire Rick Pitino, there's some program out there that would hire Bruce Pearl. Another Vol for life.
Number 6.
College basketball in crisis mode.
Excellent segue, Todd.
What a segue, yeah.
The FBI probe, the FBI report coming out recently that one of the winningest college basketball coaches in history was directly involved and, in fact, knew about the bribery that was going on at his school. Things just keep getting worse for former Louisville coach Rick Pitino, and the FBI is not done. I think we all know that. Several assistant coaches are being indicted, and more of that is to come. College basketball has the season has not even started yet, and that alone puts it in crisis mode. You add the fact that there was an international incident that took place in China with LiAngelo Ball and two of his other UCLA teammates, where they allegedly shoplifted sunglasses from a Louis Vuitton store. In one of the most, in a country with the most strict theft laws in the world, Ron Bell, a former booster at Memphis, came on Gary Parrish's show and alleged that Georgia Tech coach Josh Pastner knew about him giving Markel Crawford, a former Memphis player, shoes and money to transfer to Georgia Tech. I hear a lot of people say, well, okay, well, when the season starts, it won't matter. Everybody will forget about it. This stuff is not going away. The FBI probe is not going away, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse, and a lot of the revelations, I think, are going to come out right in the middle of the season. More recruits implicated, more coaches implicated, and we haven't even started the season yet I just have this bad feeling that all of this is going to put a damper on what could be a really, really intriguing college basketball season. And I think it's going to put a damper at the teams, on the teams at the top, the traditional powers. Maybe it doesn't reach teams like Iowa, teams like you and I or Iowa State. But I think a lot of college basketball fans should be worried about the outcome of this season that might be mired in scandal.
Number seven.
All right, Todd. Rumors.
Rumors, and I'm not talking about the old Fleetwood Mac album here, which you can probably hear on Rob FM, which is heard across the hall from us in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. Great radio station, by the way, if you get a chance to check it out. This is the time of year where rumors fly on the hot stove circuit, and there's one floating around now about the Cubs working with the San Francisco Giants on a trade involving Jason Hayward that would bring Jeff Samardzija and Mark Melancon and who knows who else back to the Cubs in return. Don't put much stock in these rumors. As a matter of fact, if you take just a cursory glance at that Hayward rumor, you can tell it doesn't really pass the smell test. So I'm going to leave this. As much as I enjoy all of the talk flying around, I like to just sit back this time of year and wait for things to actually take place, because 9 times out of 10, nothing comes of all of the rumors. And it doesn't take much to get them started. They spread like wildfire. And then the next thing you know, everybody's talking about the Cubs unloading Jason Hayward's contract to the Giants and solving many of their problems with one trade. It's never that easy. Leave it.
Number eight.
The U is good for college football.
University of Miami and Notre Dame will square off in a top 10 matchup this weekend. And having the U back is fun. It's a team that in the past, in the late 80s and then in the early 2000s, had some of the best college football teams, or program that had some of the best college football teams in the history of the sport. And I was watching, and I actually, excuse me, listening on KGYM radio this morning, Dan Lebatard interviewing Ed Reed and Bryant McKinney about a couple, mostly about a couple of bar fights that they had with former boxers, and it basically implicating Jeremy Shockey in several of those stories. And if you didn't hear him, go back and listen, because it was just absolutely outstanding radio. They are the proverbial villain that every sport needs, the team that you either love or you hate, but you watch them. And I think that the University of Miami, while they're not to that level yet, Mark Richt is building that program to kind of get back to that level while playing somewhat disciplined and organized football. So I love the fact that the U is good for college football.
Number nine.
Bootlegging.
This is a reminder to all of you Hawkeye fans who are heading north to Madison this weekend that it is illegal to bring back many types of alcoholic beverages across state lines. That includes, even for your own personal consumption, beer such as Spotted Cow, made by the New Glarus Brewing Company, which is not too far off the beaten path on the way back from Madison, and available at many convenience stores, including those in Hazel Green and elsewhere very close to Highway 151.
It's illegal?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, the state of Iowa, the Department of Alcohol and whatever it is, can't remember the official name of it, actually a couple weeks ago wanted to remind everybody that this practice is against the law. That's not going to stop people from stopping at the nearest convenience store or gas station on the way back from the Wisconsin game this weekend and loading up with Spotted Cow and various other Wisconsin beers. And as a matter of fact, I'm not going to throw this person under the bus, but I remember getting back to Cedar Rapids a couple years ago. I think it was in 2015 after that last Iowa game. And I had happened to be parked in a ramp downtown by the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and the Gazette photographer was getting to his car at the same time that I was, and the back of the car opens up, and there's just six-pack after six-pack after six-pack of Spotted Cow in there. I'm talking, this isn't exactly Smokey and the Bandit as far as a beer run is concerned, but just a friendly reminder, bootlegging is against the law.
Number 10.
Look, if I were going to the game, I'd be taking a ton of it back with me, too. The NFL power struggle.
I'll make this quick, but I mentioned...
We've got all day.
The University of Miami being that villain that you need in your sport. The NFL power struggles are absolutely horrible to follow. And the newest one, the latest one, is the ongoing saga between Jerry Jones and Ezekiel Elliott and Roger Goodell. This follows about 2 years of Robert Kraft and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick against Roger Goodell. And when I watch, let's just say I'm watching a sporting event and I'm watching two teams that I like, that's hard for me because one of those teams has to lose. What's harder for me is to watch two teams that I hate because I don't want either of them to win. In these cases, whether it's Goodell against Jerry Jones, who are you supposed to pick? Are you supposed to pick the guy who employs criminals, criminal after criminal on his team, or the guy who looks the other way at the brain damage that his game causes players? Are you supposed to look at the team that actually tries to find ways to bend the rules and cheat? Or the aforementioned Roger Goodell. It just reminds me. It's like choosing between Shooter McGavin and Red Boyu for those who like Adam Sandler movies.
Shooter just got a DUI.
I saw that.
Yeah.
It's not fun because both sides. I don't know who do you want to win. It's two villains squaring off, and I leave it. It's awful. I'm tired of it already.
And that is,
if you don't love it, leave it.
Love it or leave it for a not quite Friday edition of the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. You know what? Let's go ahead and keep it here. You want to do that? We'll send Kyle. Kyle's in here for his next big board update. Midwest One bringing you these. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Nate Stanley may or may not have been robbed of Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week honors this week, but today he was named the Manning Award Player of the Week, which goes to the week's top quarterback. With three games remaining, Stanley is five touchdowns away from Iowa's single-season record. We've also got another accolade for Josie Jewell, who was named as one of nine semifinalists for the Lott Impact Trophy, awarded to the nation's most impactful defender. Jewell is the only Big Ten semifinalist. Iowa State linebacker Joe Lanning was named as one of four finalists for the Horning Award, which goes to the nation's most versatile player. He's got 94 total tackles on the season and has also played a recurring role on the Cyclone offense. Iowa women's basketball season is set to tip off tomorrow as they host Quinnipiac, and they'll do so led by junior Megan Gustafson, who today was the only Big Ten player named to the Katrina McLean Award watch list, which goes to the nation's top power forward. The state volleyball tournament rolls on today, and it will do the same tomorrow without a pair of Metro teams. Cedar Falls swept Linmar earlier today in Class 5A, and Class 4A top-ranked Xavier was upset by Sergeant Bluff Luton. Tonight after the show, we're going to have a Class 3A semifinal between Xavier and Solon from the Unidome. That game will start at 8 o'clock and can be heard on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll also carry Thursday Night Football beginning at 7. It's an NFC West matchup between the Cardinals and Seahawks on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
Cyclone fans, stick with us because coming up in just a few minutes, you're going to hear from Alex Halstead at 247sports.com. We'll get you ready for this weekend's, essentially, it boils down to an elimination game between Oklahoma State and Iowa State in search of that Big 12 title berth. Kevin Casper, the former Iowa wide receiver, set to join us inside the 6 o'clock hour, along with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. Lots more to get to as we reach the halfway point of the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
This bottom of the hour break is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need at their next CPAP BiPAP clinic. Get details at careprohealthservices.com.
Did you work out a little too hard? Play a bit too rough at the weekend tailgate? Or maybe overdo it with yard work? Whatever it was, you're feeling it today.
Ooh.
So let CarePro Home Medical help. CarePro Home Medical has something to soothe that soreness, including Biofreeze, ice packs, cold therapy wraps, and pain relief devices to get you back to feeling better. Even weekend warriors need a little help sometimes. Visit Care Pro Home Medical in Cedar Rapids or Coralville and connect with people and answers you need.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, he could pick up a pound of coffee for just 33 cents. Prices have changed a bit since then, so now, 7 decades later, $70 would be a very nice windfall, and $700 would be absolutely spectacular. So in honor of Hertin and Stocker's 70th anniversary, you can register right now to win one of 70 $70 gift certificates Hertin and Stocker is giving away. Drawings begin on Black Friday and continue through December 18th. And on that final day, one person's name will be drawn to win the grand prize of a $700 gift certificate for their store. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and register for your chance to win. And be sure to wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Are you ready for a place to call home instead of just another job? Family-owned Midwest Metal Products might be just what you're looking for. They're a small company with big opportunities, and they've been very good to their employees for over 50 years. See a video tour at MidwestMetalProducts.biz to find out if it's a place you'd like to call home. They have second shift openings now and provide on-the-job training. Midwest Metal Products in Cedar Rapids is an equal employment opportunity employer. Non-tobacco users only. Drug screen and physical required.
Don't just survive the holidays, slay the season with buy one, get one half off GNC Sports Performance products. Fuel stronger workouts with GNC Amp Whey Bolic Protein. It's clinically proven to increase strength. GNC Amp Ripped Vitapack burns more calories. And Performix Iridium SSTI delivers explosive energy for every workout. Save today with buy one, get one half off GNC Sports Performance. Hustle to GNC or GNC.com. Sale ends November 22nd. Slay the season, only at GNC. Live well.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it at a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
5:36. Welcome back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Past the halfway point on a, I'd call this a Cotill's Day version of
a
the
Friday.
Show. Well, Cotill's Day is a Family Guy reference to a made-up day of the week so that NBC could put more datelines on. But it's not quite Friday. It is Thursday, but today is our Friday because we're not going to be on tomorrow for a couple reasons. So we're treating today as a hybrid between a Thursday show and a Friday show, which means the big hour is coming up next with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. We'll check in with former Iowa wide receiver Kevin Casper on this week's show. A big thank you to Steve Anderson and the folks at Hawkeye Title and Settlement for sponsoring the third hour, normally on Fridays. Hawkeye title and settlement in business for 14 years in Iowa City. Well, we go from talk of the Hawkeyes to the Cyclones, who have a big game on tap this weekend at Jack Trice Stadium. Mike Gundy and the Mullet comes to town, and it's being billed essentially, Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, put it best. It's an elimination game of sorts from the Big 12 title game consideration. Whoever loses this contest on Saturday is on the outside looking in at everybody else who will be having fun at the Big 12 championship game this year. Iowa State still has a shot at it, but they got to beat the Cowboys in order to get there. Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports joining us now. And Alex, this is a tough test for Matt Campbell and the Cyclones, especially coming off that road loss to West Virginia last week.
Yeah, it never gets really any easier in the Big 12. You lose to a team like West Virginia, you held them to 20 points. I think they average like 42.8. And then the next week, now they get Oklahoma State, who's another top 10 scoring offense in the country. So it's just kind of another offense after another. I don't think we're going to see a game in the 50s like Oklahoma and Oklahoma State played last week, but just another wave you have to figure out how to handle them. And Matt Campbell said this week that Oklahoma State has the most complete offense they'll play. You know, you can try to shut down their passing game some, and they'll just run it. If you shut down their running game, they can pass it. So another battle, like you said, this is kind of an elimination game of sorts. Iowa State sits in a decent position if they win it because they hold tiebreakers over TCU and Oklahoma and then would hold a tiebreaker over Oklahoma State. But whatever team loses it will just be focused on finishing the season strong and then, you know, hoping to go to the best bowl they can.
Iowa State's defense has been outstanding, and you look back at the past couple of games, West Virginia scored 20 points, TCU scored 7 points, and didn't get any points with their offense against Iowa State's defense. Now, having said that, the offense has sputtered just a little bit. How much weight are they going to have to pull in this game against one, maybe the best offense in college football? It's probably not going to be another 14-7 type game.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's probably the perfect way of saying it is I think if Iowa State wins this game, the offense is going to have to start to figure some things out again. It's kind of crazy because preseason all the talk was, you know, Iowa State's got all these weapons, you know, in the backfield and that receiver, and this is going to be a high-powered offense. And the big question this season is going to be, can their defense keep them in games? And now it's the last month or so, it's been the opposite. It's been the defense has given up 17 second half points in six Big 12 games. They've held every, you know, Big 12 opponent all six games at least 10 points below their scoring average. You know, the defense is probably the reason they've won, you know, most of the last month, those games. The offense has kind of been slipping, and it's mostly inconsistency. You know, we saw the offense get to the goal line at the 5-yard line last week and settle for field goals. But, you know, I think the offense is going to, if they're going to win this game, the defense obviously can't let it get into the probably 40s and 50s. But the offense is going to have to be able to be a little bit more consistent and convert drives because, you know, this isn't the type of game, like you said, they can win 14-7. The offense is going to have to score touchdowns in this game.
Who's the most important player on the field Saturday for Iowa State, in your opinion?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I'd probably go with David Montgomery because I think that's probably been the spark when their offense gets going is probably David Montgomery. Now, part of the problem in the last few weeks at times is lack of execution. You know, they've had some bad drops at times. You know, that West Virginia game, Trevor Ryan makes a catch towards the end. They're in the red zone with a chance to go up. You know, Lazard's had a couple drops. But I think if Montgomery can get going on the ground, it starts to open up some of the things. You know, they just seem to have some drives stall out and that sort of thing. So I think Montgomery's always a big piece, but this week especially, as they just try to find some kind of offensive identity, if they can get him going on the ground, you know, pass him a little bit, it might start to open things up because, you know, Oklahoma State's defense isn't great. I don't think it's, you know, terrible if you – you know, look at it a little deeper. They do play a lot of high possession games because of their offense, but their defense is definitely not one of the top defenses Iowa State is going to play by any stretch. So they got to be able to put up some points, and I think that starts with getting the running game going.
Senior day at Jack Trice Stadium. Are these group of seniors going to be remembered as the ones that changed the culture in Ames?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think for the fact that, you know, this stat's kind of crazy to me is, there's going to be seven guys that there's 20 seniors on this team, but seven of them are from the 2013 recruiting class that signed. And that class, they signed 25 players in that recruiting class, and 15 of them left Ames early without finishing their eligibility. Three of them have already finished before, and then seven of them will, not Saturday, they'll play their last home game Saturday, then finish their eligibility this year. But that group, you know, Joel Lanning and Jake Campos and Kamari Cotton-Moya, J.D. Wagner, Vernell Trent, that group of guys, coming into this year, they had won 11 games in their first 4 years, including their redshirt years. And now all of a sudden, I think it's kind of paid off that they stuck with it. You know, they're 6-3 with three games to go, first bowl game since 2012. I think Matt Campbell references them as the guys that the reason they're 6-3 right now is that, you know, they found ways to get through some of the things this year because of that leadership. So it's been a rough go of it for guys like Alan Lazard and Joel Lanning and those guys who haven't had a lot of success before this season. But I think a lot of them, you can just see the relief that, you know, they know they're going to play in a bowl, and that these next few weeks they can try to, you know, reach records that haven't been had at Iowa State in quite some time.
Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports joining us as we look to Iowa State, Oklahoma State this weekend. We'll have that game for you right here on 1600 AM. Another big game in the Big 12 this weekend, Oklahoma and TCU. What are your thoughts on who winds up winning that matchup?
Yeah, that's an interesting matchup too, because you've seen what Baker Mayfield and Oklahoma's offense has done, you know, pretty much all season, but especially last week against Oklahoma State. And, you know, Oklahoma is now in a position where they control their own destiny in terms of the college football playoff. You know, they're going to need some things because right now they're still a little bit on the outside looking in, but, you know, Notre Dame's got a few tough games, and, you know, Clemson will still have a few tough games in the ACC. So there's definitely room there if they can beat TCU and finish out the season, you know, with no more losses. The big question is going to be, you know, the Big 12 title game. If they make it to that, you know, it's going to be a rematch of some sort, and that could hurt them. But, you know, I think Oklahoma probably wins that game, but, you know, TCU's defense is, you know, one of the top five defenses in the country right now. And, you know, they've been tough to score on. We saw that in the 14-7 game in Ames, but they've been doing that to a lot of different people. I think they've now, you know, played nine games, and I think five of them they've held teams to 7 points or fewer. So, you know, their defense is tough, and it's kind of Mayfield against a really tough defense, but I think Oklahoma probably wins that game at home.
I want to get back to Mike Gundy for just a second. The mullet, the antics, people love to quote him. He's a great quote with the media. What does he mean for the Big 12, and is he one of the more underappreciated coaches in college football?
Yeah, that's probably the right word, is underappreciated. I think he's probably one of the most overlooked coaches in college football. You know, what he's been able to do at Oklahoma State. You know, everyone thinks about Oklahoma, obviously, down there, but, you know, really over the last decade, you know, they've won a lot of games. They've been in big games. They've been in big situations. I think there's times they've come up short. He doesn't have a great record against Oklahoma. I want to say he's only won twice in that series, but that's kind of one of the things that's always been against him. But overall, you know, his overall record's good, and, you know, they're consistently a top 25, top 20 program. Right now they're a top 15 program, and it just seems like, especially when you look at some of the offensive weapons he's put in the NFL, the receivers, it just seems like they keep pumping out. I think he's one of the most probably underappreciated coaches, and I watched his press conference Monday, went 40 minutes, and it seems like he'd be really interesting to cover too. I mean, like you said, he's really energetic and, you know, kind of full of quotes. You're just going to these random tangents. So I think he's good for the Big 12, and it's good that him and I think T. Boone Pickens are at least on the same page right now.
So how does this game play out, in your opinion, on Saturday? Give us your expert prediction here.
My prediction has been kind of, I think Iowa State loses a close game. You know, I can see Iowa State winning it. You know, when you look at most projections, it's a kind of a possession game. I think for Iowa State to win it, they're going to need to come up with some kind of big turnover, you know, much in the same way that they did against TCU. You know, TCU turned the ball over twice in the red zone, and that's the reason Iowa State ended up being able to win that game, is, you know, taking those possessions away from TCU. And I think they're going to have to come up with some kind of turnover like that, a critical situation, or that turns into points for them, you know, to win this game, because you're not going to shut down Mason Rudolph and that offense. But, you know, I think Iowa State can at least keep pace with it. But I have them losing a close game. You know, it just seems like this is going to be the, like we talked about, the most complete offense they play. And it just seems like another difficult challenge for them. But, you know, we've seen them bounce back. You know, they played well in the second half against West Virginia. I think they're capable of winning it. It just seems like a close loss to me.
Alex College basketball underway tomorrow night. The Iowa State Cyclones will take on Michael Porter Jr. and the Missouri Tigers, the number one recruit in the country. What are you most looking forward to seeing in that matchup?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough challenge for them. I don't know who they're going to have guard him. They've mentioned Zoran Talley and, you know, Nick Weiler-Babb, but, you know, Michael Porter Jr. is going to be the top for, you know, maybe the top pick, for sure top three pick in next year's NBA draft, and 6'10", can do a lot of different things, you know, takes a lot of shots, and, you know, I'm interested to see how they try to handle him with Babb and Talley, but really it's just going to be interesting to get a look at this Iowa State team. Now, they're only going to have eight guys available this first game, and I think that just makes it more challenging for them, but, you know, we really don't know what to expect. We saw them in the exhibition. You know, Chrome was not happy with that performance. They didn't play great, but they only played seven guys. So it's going to be a work in progress these first few weeks. But I think playing a team like Missouri on the road at least gives us a first glimpse of, you know, where their weaknesses are and how far off they are from being a decent team this year.
Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports, thanks. Appreciate it as always.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Iowa State and Oklahoma State. Not for all of the marbles, but for an opportunity to continue contemplating possessing all of the marbles. We'll have it for you on 1600 AM. John Walters on the call, the Cyclone Radio Network, right here on KGYM. When we come back, what would you do if I told you?
Would you?
No. Would you believe me if I told you that the 30 for 30 earlier this week set some viewership records? Yes or no?
Well, I know that it did, but if I didn't know that it did, I wouldn't believe you.
That's a very diplomatic way of saying you just saw me retweet that story.
549.
Correct. What is it about this studio? Everybody sees me retweeting things.
I follow you.
Yeah, I know. And I got to read that Chris Lowe article about Gary Patterson that's been on my desk. I printed it out earlier today. Got to read this. Haven't read it yet.
The other school that they mentioned was Nebraska. When they right before they hired Bo Pelini, Gary Patterson had interviewed with them, and they had already made the decision to go with Pelini. So back-to-back years, Nebraska chooses Pelini over Patterson, and then Tennessee chooses Lane Kiffin over Gary Patterson. You think those schools are kicking themselves right now?
Yeah, and I'd say Gary Patterson's going to be just fine, either staying at TCU or waiting for the next round of job offers. 549, another big board update on the way. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com making his way to Cedar Rapids. The big hour on the way after this.
You've got your rake, your gloves, and plenty of leaves in the yard. Now you just need to know what to do with them. Well, it's pretty easy. The city of Cedar Rapids divides the city into quadrants and picks up every other week. The schedule's at cityofcr.com/leaf. But you can make it even easier when you sign up at crnewsnow.com. Sign up with your street address and the city will send you a text or email reminder when it's your pickup week. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up today at crnewsnow.com.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job, with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Get a financial education Monday mornings at 7:20 on the gym during Corridor Money Matters featuring Tryon Investments. Learn even more at tryoninvestments.com.
Welcome back in 5:52. We've been talking about college basketball kicking off tomorrow. You and I traveling to Chapel Hill to take on North Carolina. And not the good news to pass along, but Clay Cunningham, who covers the Panthers for the Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier, reporting that Wyatt Lohouse is likely going to be out tomorrow, according to one of his sources. So the Panthers will not be at 100% when they head to the Dean Dome, as Gary Rima continually referred to it as yesterday. I know he's not the only person who calls it that, but it's going to be a tough game for you and I, no matter how you look at it. But Wyatt Lohouse certainly would have helped them had he been able to be on the floor tomorrow. We'll wait and see. Maybe, you know, miracles happen. He could play tomorrow, but it certainly sounds as if his foot or ankle, whatever the injury is going to keep him out. He's in a walking shoe or walking boot right now. 5:53, we'll walk it on over to Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Nate Stanley may or may not have been robbed of Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week honors after his performance against Ohio State, but today he was named the Manning Award Player of the Week, which goes to the week's top quarterback. With three games remaining, Stanley's five touchdowns away from Iowa's single-season record. We've also got another accolade for Josie Jewell, who was named as one of nine semifinalists for the Lott Impact Trophy, awarded to the nation's most impactful defender. Jewell is the only Big Ten semifinalist. Iowa State linebacker Joel Lanning was named as one of four finalists for the Horning Award, which goes to the nation's most versatile player. He's got 94 total tackles on the season and has also played a recurring role on the Cyclone offense. Iowa women's basketball season is set to tip off tomorrow as they host Quinnipiac, and they'll do so led by junior Megan Gustafson, who today was the only Big Ten player named to the Katrina McLean Award watch list, which goes to the nation's top power forward. The state volleyball tournament rolls on today, and it will do the same tomorrow without a pair of Metro teams. Cedar Falls swept Linmar earlier today in Class 5A, and in Class 4A, top-ranked Xavier was upset by Sergeant Bluff Luton. Tonight after the show, we're going to have a Class 3A semifinal between Xavier and Solon from the Unidome. That game will start at 8 o'clock and can be heard on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll also carry Thursday night football beginning at 7. It's an NFC West matchup between the Cardinals and Seahawks. That's on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
I don't know, I don't know why. Every time I hear Sergeant Bluff Luton, all I can think of is Jerry Seinfeld saying, Newman.
Really?
Luton. Yeah. Well, the volleyball
I guess
tournament.
It didn't trigger that for me.
Yeah, I'm the only person that probably is dumb enough to think about that stuff. The state volleyball tournament, as Kyle mentioned, rolling on tomorrow. State football underway as well. The semifinals going on at the quarterfinals and semifinals at the Unidome this week. We'll have that game for you tonight. Cedar Rapids, Xavier, and Solon. Scott Unash on the call, 8 o'clock. And, of course, we will continue to follow the Saints or Spartans, depending on whoever wins that game, as they advance next week and return to Cedar Falls. Plenty more to get to coming up in just a few minutes. It's the big hour, normally done on Friday, but that's because we are not having a Friday show. If you haven't heard, and I've been trying to remind people of this at various points during the day because I don't know when you join us and when you're with us or not, but we will not be on the air tomorrow for the Todd Brolecamp Show. We're taking a one-day hiatus for a number of reasons, including high school football. Alex is going to be calling the Iowa City West Bettendorf contest from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. You can hear it now on all three frequencies, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. And I'll be taking a little bit of a personal day, and I may be gone sometime next week as well. As I mentioned, one of my wife's uncles passed away this morning as well, so a couple funerals to attend to in the coming days here. Something else that we got to get taken care of, though, before we forget about it, we are doubling up. Since we're not on the air tomorrow, we got that pair of tickets that we were supposed to give away tomorrow. Well, if you want to go see Hairball at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, you can win our second pair. Casey in Cedar Rapids claimed the first pair earlier tonight. We've got a second pair. Hairball taking it, their show to the Ice Arena next Saturday night. Free tickets to caller number 6, 319-366-1600. Tickets still available online and at the Ice Arena box office as well. We'll find out who our winner is when we return. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on all three frequencies, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. Lots of stuff to get to coming up in the third and final hour as we'll take a look at Iowa and Wisconsin. The Badgers have won four of the last five meetings between the two schools. However, the Hawkeyes have won their last two visits to Camp Randall Stadium. Can they make it three in a row? Let's see if we'll have a goal line fumble situation or something that certainly could help the cause. But also we'll talk a little bit about Wisconsin's standing in the college football playoff poll and what a Badger loss would mean for the Big Ten this week with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. But first, we'll catch up with former Iowa wide receiver Kevin Casper next.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench, looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair, watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazin' Rewards member. To join them for details, visit BlazinRewards.com or download the Blazin' Rewards app.
DirecTV has been rated number one in customer satisfaction over cable for 17 years running. But some people still like cable, just like some people like